الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه.
Quran Quest, a program on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The program is Quran Quest, where we examine the verses of the Quran one by one to learn from them and practice them in our lives with our dear and beloved Sheikh Habib. Sheikh Habib, salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much for being with us.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me.
So we are on verse 21 of chapter 71 of the Quran. Let's listen to these verses and we'll be back for the discussion. Don't go away.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeeb. Bismillahir rahmanir raheeb.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
قَالَ نُوحٌ رَبِّ إِنَّهُمْ عَصَوْنِي وَاتَّبَعُوا مَنْ لَمْ يَزِدْهُ مَالُهُ وَوَلَدُهُ إِلَّا خَسَارًا.
Noah said, "My Lord, indeed they have disobeyed me and followed him whose wealth and children will not increase him except in loss." And they conspired an immense conspiracy.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and you just listened to verses 21 onwards from chapter 71 of the Quran. So up to here, Noah has, the narration tells us about how much Noah did, how much difficulty he went through for 950 years in order to convince his people to believe in God subhanahu wa ta'ala. On verse 21, it says, Noah said, "My Lord, they have disobeyed me, following someone whose wealth and children only adds to his loss, and they have devised an outrageous plot." Quite some things to talk about. Who is this someone whose wealth and children only adds to his loss? And what is the plot that they had devised?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir raheem. When you look at the, like how you stated throughout this path, of course, there are going to be people who are heads in disobeying Noah.
They're leaders.
The leaders, the pack, the people in charge of the pack that is rebellious against Noah.
Mm-hmm.
And here, you feel like it's giving a description of the person. It's not talking about a specific person. Mm-hmm. Here Noah is saying that I am the one that's telling them what's good and what's bad. I am the one that's guiding them to the straight path. Yet, they don't want to follow me. They want to follow the people with wealth and children.
And there are people who, the more wealth they have, the more children they have, the worse they are.
Ah, exactly. Because the more they fall into that, what we call tyranny or tughyan.
The rebellion.
Yeah, and they forget about anything else, and they see, view themselves as the gods in this world. And we've seen that in celebrities. The more famous they get, the more they fly high and they become obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
The more famous they get, they suspect that people are supposed to treat them differently because they are well-known. Or they are known, or they're famous. I'm going to say well-known. And the same thing with the people before Islam, and, you know, before our times, having a lot of children was considered to be something very...
A big advantage.
Notorious, a big advantage. Mm-hmm. Why? Because the mankind's offspring is from you. You're the future.
It means that you have greater protection,
yes,
greater strength.
You're the big guy. Mm-hmm. You're the godfather. You're the big guy, right? And the more wealth, of course, the more power, still to this day, more wealth, more power. Now, if you have more children, you have more problems. Now, so here we see that Noah is describing these kind of people that were against him, that their only intention is not to follow the straight path. Their intentions are worldly. Their intention is to follow those who have fame, those who have power.
The closer they get, they become more evil.
Yes.
What is this outrageous plan that they had devised?
They conspired against, they made up conspiracies about Noah. To put the people away from him.
Like, he conspired against him.
It's like, all right, he's going to change the way we live, and that's going to change our
trends.
But
he has an evil plan behind it.
So they made up their own evil plan to fight him.
All right, we're going to have to take a break now, but we'll be back right after the break for the rest of the discussion. Don't go away.
إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on verse 23 of chapter 71 of the Quran. They say, do not abandon your gods. Do not abandon Wad or Suwa'. O Yaghuth, O Ya'uq, O Nasr.
Yes.
And already they have led many astray. Do not increase the wrongdoers in anything but error. So not only are they not accepting God subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are insisting on following the idols.
Exactly. So here they're saying that, hold on to your path. Be strong. Do not let the demons come and take over.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, Noah was taking them to the straight path.
Mm-hmm.
So they're putting up this conspiracy that we talked about before the break, and they're pretty much pushing people to continue worshiping. It's like Noah's coming to tell them do good, and they do bad because Noah's telling them to do good.
I want to generalize the concept that we're learning here. We don't believe in idols nowadays, but can the money, for instance, popularity, play the role of idols?
Yeah, it is. It is actually. You know, we say that we worship Allah when in reality we're worshiping ourselves. And that's why riya is called...
Hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy is called shirk al-khafi. The unseen shirk. The unseen polytheism.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's where you worship. Why are you praying? You ask this person to the person that's doing riya. So the people could see me. Why are you doing it? Because that feels good. That people like to see me and know me as what? As a worshipper. Who are you worshipping then? You're not worshipping Allah. You're worshipping yourself.
You're worshipping the people.
Some instances, I like people. It feels good to people
honor me.
So you're worshipping that respect, that honor, that feel good. Sometimes why it's like that person that was praying. He was so lazy and whatnot. Then he heard someone enter the masjid. So he started saying, Allahu Akbar. And then he would, make it very, he would emphasize on the words and whatnot. Then he finishes his prayers and looks back. He sees a dog. He says, I worship the dog.
So nowadays it's not idols. It could be money. It could be the number of followers on social media accounts.
It is illustrated in various manners. But at the end of the day, in mukhlisan lillah, where you're pretty much pure in worship towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
On verse 25, it says about the fate of the people of Noah, those who refuse to accept his invitation.
24.
I said 24. Okay, explain whatever you want to say about it.
And then, of course, after that, Noah continues to speak towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily, they have led the majority of people astray with these idols. So there's heads, there are these chiefs, those people that are making up the conspiracies. O my Lord, do not increase those who wrong themselves by persisting on disbelief in sins, except further deviance from the truth. And already they have misled many, and do not increase the wrongdoers except in error.
In error. Make their mistakes even more? Why would Prophet Noah make that prayer?
Because they don't want to believe. We have that. We have
so
that.
So now that you want to disbelieve, disbelieve.
Yeah, we have
more.
That in Surah Al-Baqarah. We have that in Surah Al-Baqarah in the beginning of the chapter. That whenever you call upon them, they do not return except what they become more devious. في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا. That
their hearts,
in their hearts
are
sick. So Allah increased their sickness. Mm-hmm. Why?
Because that's what they want.
That's what they want. That's what you want. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. We try to convince you.
You
want to
keep your eyes closed. You want to keep your ears, your hands, your fingers in your ears. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. That's your choice. It's your free will. But what happens to you in the hereafter or in this world?
That's our choice.
That's on you.
Yeah. Verse 25 says, they were drowned because of their iniquities, then made to enter a fire, and they did not find for themselves any helpers besides Allah.
That's the power of Allah. That's the fear of Allah that they didn't have in the beginning of the chapters that we talked about.
It's telling them about the inevitable future fate that they'll have on the day of judgment. All right, we're going to have to take a break now, and after the break, we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on verse 26 of chapter 71 of the Quran. And Noah said, my Lord, do not leave on earth any inhabitant from among the faithless. This prayer, was it accepted? Because there are quite a lot of faithless people around.
Yeah, it was accepted because they got flooded.
But it's saying, do not leave on the earth. So it's only about that
time. About that time. Uh-huh. Yeah, about the of course. So there were no believers after. There were no disbelievers after the flood. Uh-huh. Then they became to disbelief again after Noah.
Because if you believe them, they will lead astray your servants and will not beget except vicious ingrates.
So do you have to remove the cancer? Mm. You have to remove the cancer.
Even if by surgery?
Yes.
My Lord, forgive me and my parents, and whoever enters my house in faith, the faithful men and women, do not increase the wrongdoers in anything except ruin.
So here, Noah, at the end of the day, is praying for those who believed in him, who entered his house, and for his parents as well. So the beautiful thing is that he puts his parents first of all, right? And then he continues to the rest of the believers. Mm-hmm. Now, there's something I want to shed light upon. And that is that the concept of overlove. The concept of overlove. You know, the fact that I've seen it in Christian religion and Sufism as well, I've seen it. And the fact is that everything has to be about love and mercy and peace and whatnot. Mm-hmm. The thing about that is there is no justice in it. Why? Because if I have to love the person that killed my children, that's not justice. I have to show mercy to the person who didn't show me mercy. That's not justice. It might, in some instances, be very bad. Like, for example, if there's an enemy coming into my land, wanting to take over my land, so I show them love, and he wants to kill me, do I stand still and say that God wants love and only love? Or do I fight back and defend myself? The justice is to fight back and defend yourself. Over love is wrong. And that's something to keep in mind. When the prophets pray on their nations, when the prophets wish that their nations would be removed, it's because for the better good. It's for the better good.
It also happens after they've literally tried every way and
That's something that we should admire about Noah, that he was so patient with them to that much amount of time. And of course, just to bring it up, just to keep it like in people's heads, there's a saying available in Qurb al-Isnad. It's available in Tariq al-Ya'qubi. It's available in Sunni sources as well. It's available in Shia sources, various kutubs, in various books. But I've read it the other day in Qurb al-Isnad, and I'm taking out the sources. One of them is Irshad al-Shaykh al-Mufid, Usul al-Sittat al-Ashar. It's mentioned there that the Prophet, when he opened Mecca.
When he liberated Mecca.
Yeah, when he liberated Mecca. There were five people that he said that if you see them clinged on to the Kaaba, you kill them. Two of them were women, slaves, who would make fun of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, would sing and do adultery while making fun of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi. There's something to keep in mind, that there is a limit to love and mercy. So don't over mercy, do not over love. There is limit to justice. Everything has to be in the straight path. Not too much, not too little.
In its optimum position. Exactly. Thank you very much, Brother Habib. It's always very enlightening talking to you, and we're very grateful that you share your time, your valuable time with us. And we're also very grateful to our listeners across the world for sparing their time for us. That's all the time that we have, I'm afraid. If you missed it, don't worry. You can always download an archive of this episode and our previous ones from our website. Simply search iRibe English Radio Quran Quest. Until next episode, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Quran Quest, the program that answers your Quranic questions.